The issue of safety of fish sold at cold stores and in the market have received great attention recently, as the story of a chemical called formalin is used to preserve fish broke. In the following feature, Ariadna Parr takes a look at fish and the dangers of using chemicals to preserve it.
Fish is important in a healthy diet. They are low in fat and calories. Research has shown that fish contains high quality protein and other essential nutrients. In fact, a well-balanced diet that includes a variety of fish can make the heart healthy. However, in recent years, concerns have been raised about the safety of fish on the market for human consumption. Some are rotten and others are of low standard. Some people believe that fish caught at sea are contaminated by some form of mercury due to sea pollution and other human activities. The use of other chemicals such as DDT have rendered the safety of fish in doubt. Though awareness has been created for fishermen to know the dangers in this practice, the situation still persists. Recently, Deputy Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture, Kwenanstaya Kwensa, as part of a visit to the coast of Axim in the Nzema East District, disclosed that some fishermen use a substance called formalin to preserve fish. Formalin is a colorless, strong-smelling chemical usually used in the textile, plastic, paper, paints and construction industry, and well-known also to preserve dead bodies. A pathologist at the Kwalegu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Solomon Kwesen, explains the use of the chemical and its effect on humans.
We use formalin to preserve tissue that has been removed from the body in which we want to make diagnosis on. And then it can also be used to embalm bodies, so that preserve it for longer time. So generally, that is how formalin is used.
What effect has it got on this edema? Those who come to contact with this chemical,
it can cause a lot of irritation in the eyes, in the respiratory system, and others. If a person is asthmatic, for example, can exacerbate the asthmatic attack. It's also been proven that formalin is a carcinogenic, so it can cause cancer if it is ingested or inhaled in very large amounts. In fact, some experiments have shown that it can cause nasopharyngeal cancer.
How accessible is this drug? Is it common to find formalin?
Not too common, but it's available. Okay, there are certain shops that sell formalin because of its industrial use.
How dangerous is it to use formalin in food?
I think it's very dangerous. Consumption of formalin, as we've said, can cause a lot of problems, and it's proven to be carcinogenic. I don't think it is to be used as a food preservative. That is very, very dangerous. It is not recommended. And if it's being used, I think the earlier the authorities crack down on the practice, the better it should be for all of us. In fact, it's a drug that has to be used with care. I don't think it's something that is used anyhow. Once now that you've seen or heard that it is being used in consumed food, I think the regulatory authorities have to step in and really do something.
How expensive is the drug?
It's not too expensive. It's not an expensive drug at all. It is easily affordable.
Even though the fishermen denied the allegation, Mr. Kwensa confirmed its use.
As it was my first place of call, when I went to Azim, fishermen told me that some of their friends have been using chemicals to preserve their fish on the waters before they bring it down. They use formalin. And seriously, that wasn't the first time I heard that, because my minister came from his store and also said something like that.
The Food and Drugs Authority would want to treat the allegations as a mere rumor. Kofi Issa is the head of food and animal consumption at the FDA.
It is not out of place that this news about formalin, the rumors with it, went to the Ministry of Fisheries. And the minister was aware. Officials of the board of the authority traveled to Axim from the Western Regional Office, to be precise. They had some investigations on the field, and then it was said specifically that they used it to preserve big fishes. And so, if these are the things that they do, the officers will have to narrow their investigations, at least to get an empirical evidence that this clearly goes on. When you find anything like that, they had discussions with the chief fisherman in the Axim area. They had discussions with no mere person but the municipal chief executive, who actually confirmed that there was nothing like that going on. It's only a rumor. So it is becoming of Ghanaian. We throw out information out there and we cannot actually give adequate information. It becomes a wild goose chase. Okay? And then you create panic among consumers. And that is what is not appropriate. But if we have information, let us discuss it. Whoever is giving the information should give adequate information and tell them that this and that is what is going on. This and that person are involved in it. Then it becomes easier for us to handle. But when it happens this way, we have to raise resources, we have to investigate. We are not suggesting that what the minister says is the truth, because the MCA is saying that it is not true. We have equally done some work on the ground. We don't have any empirical evidence of it. And if these practices are going on, then it is about time they stop, because when we get anyone, we're going to make the person face the full rules of the law. Formalin preservation for fish is not the prescribed conventional method for preserving fish.
Kosiyiso extends clear warning to fishermen to steer clear of formalin. But what is the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture doing to check the safety of fish in the country? Mr. Kwensa again.
We are going to collaborate with all those agencies like Standard Board to really look into this issue, because I believe it is a serious issue. If really they are using that formalin, then it's very serious. That is why we want to get to the bottom of this and make sure we arrest those who are doing that and deter others from engaging in the same act. We are telling them that we are coming for them wherever they are. Those who use their life, those who use dynamite, we are coming for them. This is not the time. We have to preserve our seas.
The question then is, why would a fisherman consider the use of chemicals in his expedition? Yomo and Ajite are both fishermen at Jamestown.
We don't get fish at sea, so that is the only means we have, and the method we have adopted. We use DDT. That gives us a bumper catch. We have said of formalin, but we don't use it here.
Spoiled or contaminated fish is a guarantee for an upset stomach, intestinal distress, possible diarrhea, and a potential trip to the hospital. Like all foods, the freshness the better. But judging how fresh fish can be is trickish unless you catch it yourself. So let us all be careful as to what fish we buy for consumption.